This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Let's play ball.
There's a hard ground ball to Mon, and it's second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over. The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long, hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown, pulling the inside pitches, taking those on the outside half to center and right, and it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Hayden Quinter had 3 hits, Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits, and Aiden Shappy had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance, his curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
Scores Broadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through eight, a dazzling four-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling four-hit shutout through eight. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball, bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one, to Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. What a day for high school baseball. It's early. It's our pregame before the first pitch at 10 between Coldwater and Rushi. Coldwater Cavaliers, 15-1, suffered their first loss of the year on Tuesday to Versailles by a score of 4-0. Rushi, 12-3 on the campaign, down New Bremen last night, away from home by a final count of 3-0. These two teams taking advantage of the break in the weather the last several days. It's game number 5 in 6 days for both teams. Weather forecast, cloudy skies all day long. The wind to pick up this afternoon. It howled overnight. It's died down quite a bit at the moment. Will be no bright sunshine, that's for sure. Chance of rain is minimal. These two teams played last year here at Rushi. Coldwater clipped the Raiders by a final score of 3-1. 3 runs, 5 hits for Coldwater in that game. A run, 6 hits for Rushi. Rushi Raiders will start with Jude Counts on the mound here today, and he'll be opposed by Mason Welch of Coldwater. Your tentative starting lineups for Rushi: center fielder Felix Francis leads off, batting second, Braylon Cordonier, your shortstop. Hitting third, Braden Monin in left field, batting fourth, Hayden Quinter at third base. Fifth, the pitcher Jude Counts, batting sixth, the second baseman Zeb Schultze. Hitting in the seventh spot, the right fielder Micah Grisup. Cooper Unverfirth catches and bats eighth. Maddox Gubo at first base in the ninth spot. For the Coldwater Cavaliers, leading off is Braylon Harlemert, the second baseman. A.J. Harlemert, the catcher, bats second. The two Harlemerts are nephews of the late coach here at Coldwater. Mason Welch bats third. He is the pitcher. Batting fourth is Balen Blockberger, the shortstop. Batting fifth, Cale Winning, the first baseman. Hitting sixth, the DH, Kenny Bailey. The right fielder, Cody Depweg, bats seventh. Miles Potcotter, third baseman, eighth. And the center fielder, Cole Etzler, bats ninth. Chuck, 10 o'clock first pitch. What do you have for breakfast on a morning like this before 2.5 hours of baseball? 3 donuts? Is it eggs and sausage? Or do you go with a lot of oatmeal or eat nothing?
I was going to say oatmeal would be my choice. You don't want them eating a lot of greasy stuff in the morning. You don't want bacon and eggs. You know, just try to keep it calm. You know, by noon you can go out and go home and eat everything in the refrigerator.
love these weather conditions, a very light wind, no bright sunshine. We are facing east, so no rays in our face. That makes it easy reading our brain, which is the laptop computer that controls everything for us. Should be a fine game. Coldwater ranked first in the state in Division III. Rushi 13th in the state in Division IV. Coldwater has been scoring about 10-11 runs a game. And I'll read some stats for you after our next break. Coldwater has been hitting the ball all over the park. Rushi has been getting it done with some pretty good pitching, timely hitting. Defense has been fairly consistent, except the Raiders coughed up a game 1 week ago today at Salina after leading 3-0. Gave up an unearned run in the seventh to lose that one. All eyes on the result of this game, which is an added contest. This was not on the schedule originally. And just in the last 10 days or so, these two teams filled an open date today. Coldwater from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Rushi from the Shelby County Athletic League. We'll return with more. A little bio on the two coaches, Kevin Flippo, Rushi, Corey Klinke, Coldwater, when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north
northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, thanks so much to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. A reminder, Lakeside Subdivision coming to Fort Loramie. Thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development. To reserve your lot, phone 419-628-3107. To reserve your lot in the Lakeside Subdivision in Fort Loramie, developed by Wygant Real Estate, phone 419-628-3107. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Arushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, the key building components are as follows. Jude Counts needs to keep his many cold water people off the bases as possible. In other words, limit the free passes. Very few, if any, bases on balls. Cold water runs the bases extremely well. In a recent contest, 12 steals turned in by the Cavaliers, a team batting average of .390 on the year. And for the Coldwater Cavaliers, get a lead and stay out in front. Coldwater has scored in double digits 13 times this season, and they've exploded for an average of 5 runs in the first 2 innings on the campaign. These are the key building components today for Arushi and Coldwater. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Arushi. Francis Schulze, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Control will be a key for Jude Counts, Chuck.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got a team that hits the ball this well. You do not want to put them on base with a free pass, so you make them earn it. So he needs to throw strikes, but he needs to have good zones, because you make a mistake with these guys, and it seems like they're going to hit it a long way.
Yep. Kevin Flippo, year 11 as head coach at Arushi, including the coronavirus season when baseball was not played. In the spring of 2020, some 30 games were played by Arushi over that summer. Coach Flippo's teams averaging about 20 wins per season. In 2023, Arushi won 26 while competing in the state title contest. In 2022, Arushi won 25 and took home all the marbles, winning the state championship, downing Van Wert Lincoln View 10-4 in the final game. In 2017, the Raiders, coached by Coach Flippo, were state runners-up to Minster. Coach Flippo was at Fort Loramie for 10-plus years earlier in the 2000s as a JV and varsity assistant coach. He is a Arushi High School graduate. Corey Klinke was an assistant coach for the late Hall of Fame coach Brian Harlemert at Coldwater for a number of seasons. Corey's first year was last campaign, 2023. In 2014 and 19, Coach Klinke was an assistant on the varsity baseball teams at Coldwater. In those two campaigns, the Cavaliers won state titles and also finished as a state runner-up in 2018. Coach Klinke is a graduate of Coldwater, and he played baseball at Miami University in Oxford. We'll take a break and return with more from here at Arushi. It's high school baseball this morning. First pitch, Arushi Raiders host the Coldwater Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minnesota. S-E-C-U-R-Com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Rushi Raiders coming off a 3-0 win over New Bremen last night. Braden Monin pitched the first six. He fired 93 pitches at 8 strikeouts. Only two base hits by New Bremen. Final score 3-0. Rushi won it. Zeb Borchers through the final inning for Jude Counts here today on the bump for Rushi. Command will be key. Same case for Mason Welch, a big right-hander for Coldwater. Both pitchers in the 6'3", 6'4", range. Two right-handers with good size, fine velocity, and it will be important for both hitters to get ahead and throw strikes early on. This Coldwater team has allowed only 21 earned runs by its total pitching staff all year long. And at the plate, the Cavaliers have struck out just 60 times on the season in 16 contests. 390, 390 team batting average. Those are gaudy numbers, Chuck.
390, yeah, that'll get you in the Hall of Fame. But I mean, you know, it's obviously a good baseball team, and to have one loss, and Versailles must have a pretty good baseball team because they also beat Minster.
Yep.
We haven't seen them yet, but Coldwater, I mean, a game like today, both teams are going to make a long run in the tournament, and this is a great chance for them to play somebody that's going to be, you know, tournament challenge. So this is good for them.
Versailles threw a wrench into Coldwater's unbeaten season on Tuesday. A.J. Griesdorn, four-hit shutout by the Versailles Tigers against the Cavaliers on Tuesday night as Coldwater was shut down for the first time this year. Earlier this week, Coldwater did clout Marion Local at the Flyers Park by a final score of 10-2. Coldwater had 10 runs, 12 hits in that game. Coldwater got on the board in the first when A.J. Harlemer doubled to score his brother Braylon. The two are nephews of former head coach at Coldwater, Brian Harlemer, who unexpectedly passed in 2022. Coldwater extended its lead with four runs in the top of the second thanks to RBI hits from Etzler and Braylon Harlemert and Welch. As I mentioned, 12 hits in the game for Coldwater. Aaron Kaup earned the win, allowed 8 hits and 2 runs over 6 innings. He struck out 8 and walked just 1.
Well, I see another number on there that couldn't have helped Marion, 5 errors.
Right. Rushi Raiders, Coldwater Cavaliers should be a fine game. Weather conditions are ideal. Outfielders will have no problems with the sun. That's for certain. Playing field is dry. Surface is not wet at all. There was a sprinkle or two at about 9 o'clock, but nothing since. The rain has moved on off to the west and north. And we expect a very good contest. All eyes on Jude Counts for Rushi here in the first couple of frames. He's got to throw strikes and get ahead of hitters. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to one of our outstanding sponsors. We give a lot of thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 2007. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We simply could not have gotten started without the help from LaCal, which has sustained its partnership ever since. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Longtime sponsor, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region once again. And Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Plus, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, Goffney Furniture and Mattress. Rushi Raiders, Coldwater Cavaliers have taken infield practice. We'll see the umpires here shortly. We'll have a meeting of the minds at home plate. We'll return to confirm our starting lineups and have our first pitch shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business.
reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
And welcome back here to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Rushi Ballpark about 360 or so straightaway center, 310 down the lines. Wind today, blowing in very slightly from the south-southwest, not a factor at the moment. Might pick up, though, as this day goes on. This Coldwater Cavaliers team is well known for winning, winning state championships and MAC first-place trophies. Coldwater leads the Midwest Athletic Conference with 22 outright titles in the MAC, 11 co-championships. The Cavaliers earned 7 state championships between 1983 and 2019 and finished second in the state on 4 other occasions. These two clubs with at least one common opponent this year. As I take a quick gander down the two schedules of the clubs, Coldwater defeated Salina 13-7. Rushi lost to Salina last Saturday in the bottom of the 7th inning at Grand Lake Mariners Park by a final tally of 4-3, giving up an unearned run to lose that game in the 7th. Chuck, we're waiting on umpires. Haven't seen them yet. They're in the parking lot, I'm told.
They're having their bacon and eggs before they come in.
Not oatmeal?
Not an umpire. You don't have to move enough.
We've got scores broadcast action for you on Monday. Tentatively, Lima Shawnee comes to town here at Rushi. Action on Monday night, Lima Shawnee and Rushi. First pitch at 5. On the air at 4:25 on Monday night. Don't forget, Coldwater plays at Minster next Thursday. First pitch at 5. On the air at 4:25 next Thursday. We'll confirm our starting lineups in a moment when we return. Chuck, with a little sunshine overhead, are you able to find the cursor on the laptop, or are you blinded?
Both.
Both. Back shortly on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in
Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
And welcome back here to Rushi High School. Moments away from our first pitch as Rushi hosts Coldwater. 12-3 Raiders, 15-1 Cavaliers. Rushi holds a 2-game lead, by the way, in the loss column atop the Shelby County Athletic League standings. And Rushi continues to be paced at the plate by Felix Francis, batting about .500 on the year. Braylon Cordonier not far behind at .458. Francis and Cordonier have combined for more than 40 RBIs on the season. Braden Monin is hitting at a rate just under 400 on the campaign. Playing the national anthem is upcoming. We've got the first pitch next when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Rushi Raiders are on the diamond. And we are just a moment away from our initial pitch. Dude counts number 7 on his back, is on the bump, taking warm-up throws. Jude, a tall, rangy right-hander. Rushi Raiders will set up defensively as follows. Third baseman for Rushi in this game, Hayden Quinter. Shortstop, Braylon Cordonier. Parked at second base is Zeb Schultze. At first base, Maddox Gubo. Outfield left to right, Braden Monin left field, Felix Francis in center, Micah Grisup in right. And the battery, it is Unverfurth behind the plate. Cooper Unverfurth catching, Jude Counts, who is on the hill. Braylon Harlemert, A.J. Harlemert, brothers, nephews of the late Hall of Fame coach at Coldwater, Brian Harlemert. First two hitters for the Cavaliers in this lineup, followed by pitcher Mason Welch. And that's how Coldwater stacks up to start this game. It's a robust hitting club. Braylon Harlemert steps in from the left side, wears four on his back. Rushi wearing the yellow gold jerseys, white pants, blue caps, Coldwater white from top to bottom. Got the pinstripes going on. Black trim, orange numerals. First pitch by Jude Counts is a ball upstairs to Braylon Harlemert. Hayden Quinter in at third. There's a strike knee high on the inside corner, and it's a 1-1 count as the sun shines here at Rushi. Counts fires. There's a strike two called inside corner at the belt. Good looking heaters, Chuck.
Yeah, he's thrown two really nice pitches after that first one.
Outfield expecting Harlemert to pull. It's around to the right. And he skips rope as that pitch bounces in the left-hand batter's box. Left fielder for Rushi, Braden Monin, has slid over into the left center field gap a little bit. Right fielder for the Raiders hugs the line. Ball three, high and wide, and it's full. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2. Counts against Braylon Harlemert to start the game. The windup by Counts, 3-2 offering, is chopped on the ground. 1-2-3 hops to Gubo at first. He's got it, and he strides to the bag, three steps, and beats Harlemert for the out.
It did a good job of battling back on that one, getting the ground out to first.
Yep, sure did. Don't want to put that leadoff runner to start the game on base, that's for certain. Here is catcher A.J. Harlemert. Hits from the right side. Feet spread apart, very wide, and Counts whips one in there outside for a ball, 1-0 on A.J. Harlemert. Outfield shading him a little bit to the right. Again, Quinter up at third. Strike called. It's above the waist on the outside half. 1-1. Shading toward the second base bag and shortstop is Cordonier. Here's the windup, the pitch. Oh, breaking ball by Counts. And it nice. Throws the hitter. He looked at it. Strike two. 1-2. Well done by Counts. A big hook. 1-2 offering. Here it comes. Curveball again. Grounded back up the middle. Fielded near the second base bag by Rushi. Good play out there by Schultze, who had to roam to his right. Zips a throw to Gubo for the out. Two gone.
Good start.
As Counts has induced a couple of ground ball outs to start the game. Good play by Schultze at second. As he fielded that ball to his right, it was not hit directly at him. He had to scamper toward the second base bag to make the play. The count of ball and no strikes on Coldwater's pitcher, Mason Welch, who looks at one low and away. A ball and no strikes on Welch. Now it's 2-0 on him, as that one is low and outside. 2-0 delivery downstairs, 3-0 on Welch. Counts behind after getting a couple of ground ball outs to start the top of the first inning. Here's a 3-0 pitch, but Jude on the way. Very wide and low. He lost Welch on four straight. Cleanup hitter is Baylen Blockberger for Coldwater. This is a superb hitting Coldwater lineup, especially at the top, the first four. Their aggregate batting average is about 385 on the season, these first four hitters. lead at first. The pitch but counts. Strike above the belt on the outside part of the plate. Nothing in one. Runner at first, Welch. Four-step lead, five-step lead. In the stretch counts. Two down, Coldwater. Top of the first inning. Strike two called. Count slipped a curve over the outside corner. Ahead in the count is counts. Nothing in two. Two down for Coldwater. Top of the first inning. 0-2 delivery is about 9 feet tall. And it is 1-2 on Baylen Blockberger. Very good speed. It's Braylon Harlemert and Baylen Blockberger. Throw to first, runner back. Again, Cordonier near the bag at second. He's about 15 feet from it. Monin very deep and left for Blockberger. Runner going, high pitch to the plate. Throw to second on a hop. Runner slides in safely, no tag applied.
Good jump, good speed.
This Coldwater team averaging around 8 steals per game. They rack them up. In a recent contest, they had a dozen swipes on the bases. Breaking pitch, yeah, strike 3. Looked like a cutter. Had a little bend to it, had some velocity on the outside corner as Baylen Blockberger looked it over. He is out on strikes. We played a half inning here at Rushi. Raiders coming to bat. Coldwater didn't score in the top of the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
No score in this game. Rushi batting bottom of the first. Coldwater sent four hitters to the plate in the top of the first. What did you like, Chuck, about Jude Counts in the opening frame? He was spot on.
Well, he got, stayed, got out in front to start. excuse me. And let his defense play behind him. That's what you want to do. Got to strike out there after he issued the walk.
Two ground balls, that, a very good sign as Coldwater, the first two hitters for the Cavaliers, beat the ball into the turf. Then after a base on balls, a four-pitch walk to Welch, the number three hitter. A big strikeout of the potent Baylen Blockberger, the fourth batter, the cleanup hitter. And that was the last out in the top of the first inning. Felix Francis, Braylon Cordonier, Braden Monin, 1-2-3 in the order for Rushi. As we take a look at Coldwater defensively, third baseman Miles Potcotter, shortstop Baylen Blockberger, Braylon Harlemert at second, first baseman is Cale Wenning, outfield left to right, Brady Layfeld in left field, Cole Etzler is in center, the right fielder is Cody Depweg. Opening pitch by Welch, misses outside the strike zone, and it's a ball to Felix Francis. Right around 500 all year long. Had three hits in the game that we covered on last Saturday versus Salina. Count two balls, no strikes. Welch behind. Just missed Lone away, 3-0. Francis a pitch away from getting aboard here in the top of the first inning, or I should say the bottom of the first for Rushi. There's a strike hummed in there by Welch, right down the pike, 3-1. Outfield very deep and left and center. Pulled that direction. Francis swings, and it's a skyscraper to right. Moving two steps to his right is the right fielder for the Coldwater Cavaliers, Cody Depweg. Under it, catches, and there's one down. Braylon Cordonier now hits for Rushi. He's been right around 450 all year long. Has been as high as 460. Steps in from the left side, even with home plate. Not a super wide stance. Welch, herky-jerky motion. Undercut swing by Cordonier. High fly ball around second base. Wynn moves it a little bit to the left, and it's mishandled by Coldwater, which couldn't make a play. Second baseman, Chuck, on the third base side of the second base bag.
Yeah, I'm not sure why the shortstop didn't just take control of that. The right fielder was racing in there. Just too much turmoil that time for them to make the catch. Wrong person went after it.
Did that ball hit the glove of the second baseman for
yes.
the Cavs? I thought it did. And that's probably got to be scored an error on Braylon Harlemert. Throw to first, runner back, Cordonier. Certainly an error of omission.
It had to have been an error.
Shortstop, as you said, didn't aggressively call for it. Again, the son of factor. Here's a bunt foul off to the right of the plate. Cordonier at first, one down for Rushi. Error of omission in that the shortstop was not a little more aggressive. Second baseman, give him credit. Followed the ball to the third base side a second, sensing a problem and getting his mitt on the ball was Harlemert, but he could not put it away. Here's the pitch on the way to the plate. Strike above the belt on the outside corner. Good speed ball. Pumped up there by Welch, and it's nothing in two on Braden Monin. Feet spread about as far apart as they could possibly be. Low and away for a ball, 1-2. So Francis out on the fly to right. An E4 enables Cordonier to get aboard. And here's Monin with a 1-2 count. To look at first by Welch, there's a high curve on. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Braden. And he has been swinging at well over 400 most all year long. Cordonier, short lead. Slide step on the mound by Welch. Ball popped in the air behind home plate. It's going to be a tough play. Oh, it doesn't stay in the park. It goes beyond the high screen in front of the concession between home and third. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2-2 on Monin. One down for Rushi, bottom of the first. No score. And we've got unexpected blue sky and bright sunshine at the moment. That will give us and our laptop computer some fits.
I think it's the 600 bumblebees that keep flying in here that are giving me fits.
Stretching is Welch. Ooh, it just missed. He thought it was strike three called. So did the Coldwater catcher. Just missed off the outside edge. A.J. Harlemert behind the plate held the mitt. It was ruled ball three. Off and running Cordonier. Swing, fly ball, pretty deep left field off the bat of Monin. Left fielder circling under it for Coldwater. Catch is made out there by Brady Layfeld. Cordonier races back to first for Rushi. He was going on the pitch. Two down for the Raiders. In the bottom of the first inning, no score. Rushi nothing, Coldwater nothing. Here's Aiden Quinter, third baseman for Rushi, stepping in. Cordonier being held on at first by Cale Wenning. Pitch to the plate, missed off the outside corner, a ball to Quinter. Extremely deep in left field is Layfeld for Coldwater. Slight breeze blowing out toward the left field corner. Pitch to the plate by Welch, fouled off the mitt of the catcher's glove. It splashed off his leather, went to the backstop. Count a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Quinter, 2 down for Rushi here in the bottom of the first. Ordonier is at first base. Coldwater sent 4 players to the plate in the top of the first, didn't score. Did get a base on balls. Ordonier safe on an infield error here for Rushi. Pitch to the plate, nubbed up the third baseline, foul.
Off his foot. That hurts.
1-2 on Quinter, who grimaces momentarily outside the batter's box. Again, Rushi is here on Monday against Lima Shawnee. Tentative plans to cover that game here on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi High School graduate Kevin Flippo, year number 11 coaching baseball for the Raiders programs. And over the years, baseball at Rushi, under the leadership of Kevin, 20 wins per season, 51 victories over the last 2 campaigns. You may remember the late Lou Brunswick, Hall of Fame Coldwater coach from 59 to 93. He rolled up 750 victories during his well-publicized and legendary coaching career at Coldwater. And his son Mark is the athletic director and baseball coach at Lehman. A lead for Cordonier at first. Quinter swings and drives a fly ball to left center field. Liefeld goes into the gap and then comes forward as the wind held the ball up momentarily, and he gloves it on the ground. He caught it. Wow, what a play out there by Liefeld in left as the wind all of a sudden has picked up big time. It did so right before that last pitch to Quinter. We go to the second, no score. Rushi nothing, Coldwater nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Coldwater Cavaliers send 5, 6, and 7 in the order to the plate here in the top of the second. Kale Winning, the first baseman, leads it off. Winning 405 on the year. 14 ribbies, also a solid hurler with an ERA of just over 2. First pitch is a ball delivered by Jude Counts. Unverfirth sets the target. Counts whips one in there, and Winning strikes one in the air to right field, and in his tracks, the right fielder for the Rushi Raiders makes an easy play out there. It's Mike Agresip as Winning laid the ball right in Agresip's glove. Wind may begin to play a little havoc with fly balls. We've seen shades of that so far in this game. And now the American flag beyond the right field fence is no longer limp. It's moving briskly. Wind blowing toward the left field corner of the park. One away for Coldwater here in the bottom of the second inning. And it's a 1-1 count on the second hitter in the order. That's Kenny Bailey, who is the DH for the left fielder, Liefeld. Strike on the inside corner at the belt. Counts looking sharp. Had some velocity on that one. 1-2 on Bailey. Feet very close together. Stands pretty much erect. in the batter's box outside, and it's 2-2 on Bailey. Outfield around to the right. Quinter even with the bag at third. Cordonier at short. Shades the second base bag. Swing and a miss. As the batter chased one out of the zone, it was up around the shoulders. Bailey out on strikes. Second strikeout for Counts. Here is Cody Depweg, the right fielder for the Cavaliers. The heel of his right foot in that right-hand batter's box is on the line, marking the end of the box. As Counts zips the pitch in there for a called strike, nothing and one. Nothing in one pitch, but Jude on the way. Breaking ball. Yeah, got him. Looking. 0-2. Big bender. Batter was off balance on that one, Chuck.
Had his, well, he weighed on his front foot. Wasn't looking for the curve.
Counts winding. Throwing curveball. Line. Ooh, right in front of the press box opening. Boy, that was nearly in our laps. Counts has his signal from Unverfurth behind the plate. Fouled behind the screen. Nothing in two. No balls. Two strikes. Two out. We are in the top of the second inning. Rushi nothing. Coldwater nothing. I don't know what's worse. A big yellow jacket bumblebee that's hovering over us just outside the press box. Or a line drive foul ball.
I'll take the bumblebee.
Both of them have a lot of buzz. A ball and two strikes now, 1-2. Wind-up pitch by Counts. Low curveball down in the dirt. Batter strikes over the top. Misses. Depweg is out. Fine three-quarter breaking pitch from Counts. Had the batter lunging. 3 Ks now for Jude on the mound for Rushi. We go to the bottom of the second. Rushi nothing, Coldwater nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Hey, the village of Rushi, home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi in big demand, offering tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool resharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. First batter for the Rushi Raiders here in the top of the second inning is Jude Counts, who hits a very tall foul pop behind the plate, and an excellent play is turned in by the catcher of the Coldwater Cavaliers, A.J. Harlemert. He went out of our view down to the far left end of the press box. Ball was playable. He went back near the screen and made the snag. One up, one down for Rushi here in the bottom of the second. Counts out on the foul pop to the catcher. Nicely done. Good defensive play by A.J. Harlemert. And it's a ball, a strike. First pitch was a fastball right down the middle to Zeb Schulze of Rushi. Next one low and away. Schulze slightly open stance at the plate. Here's the delivery. Missing. Down. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. We're in the bottom of the second. No score. Rushi batting. One out. Welch fires a fastball. Yes. Just above the knees in the middle. Pitch might add a little bit of a slide to it. Welch working quickly. Check swing foul at home plate. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Schultze for Rushi. Schultze hitting about 240 on the year so far as Welch eventually gets the call from his catcher, Harlebert. Three-quarter pitch clips Schultze. Caught his left forearm, maybe the bicep, then skimmed off his chest. Pitch was up and in. Welch was ahead, had a couple of strikes on Schultze, and puts him on. Hit batsman, and here's Micah Griesep for Rushi. With one out, one on, bottom of the second. Let's see what the Raiders do. A bunt might be in order. Third baseman, Botgotter, sneaks in. He's cheating for Coldwater. Ball outside off the corner of the plate. One and nothing on Griesep for the Raiders. Have not had a base hit in this game. Two base runners for Rushi. Lead at first, pitch low and away, ball two. 2-0 on Griesep. High school baseball, Chuck, is all about the free passes, base on balls, hit batsman errors.
Throw strikes and let your defense play behind you.
Up and in, ball three, 3-0. You just don't want to give up too many free base runners. They lead to free runs. Here is the 3-0 pitch. You can bet Griesep is taking all the way. Strike, thigh level, outside part of the plate. 3-1 on Griesep. Runner at first for Rushi. One down, bottom of the second, no score. There's a pitch which is up and in. It was above the letters off the inside edge. Welch for Coldwater walked him. And now here's Cooper Unverfirth with two on for the Raiders in the bottom of inning number two. Schultze at second, Griesep at first. Maddox Gubo on deck. Infield at third is in for Coldwater. Cavaliers at double play depth in the middle of the diamond. Outfield for Unverfirth, very deep and left. Wind blowing that direction at the moment. Pitch by Welch. High and inside for a ball off the edge of the plate. 1-0. Two on for the Raiders. One down. Infield fly is in order. Short leads at first and second. Welch steps off the rubber, then back on. Here is the 1-0 pitch to Unverfirth on the way. Swing, ground ball up the middle. It goes by the pitcher. Nice field by the second baseman who tags the runner. Fires on to first. Out, inning over. Double play. Good turn by Coldwater. Heads up maneuver by the second baseman, Braylon Harlemert, as the ball was hit right toward him. And he was just behind the base path, tagged the runner, and fired on to first. To get the DP, the third out in the inning is Unverfirth of Rushi. We go to the third, no score. Raiders Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Jude counts, goes to work, top of the third for the Rushi Raiders. Strike called on Miles Potcotter, third baseman for the Cavaliers. No score in this game. It's being played quickly. Counts, fires, slider, yes, inside half of the plate, strike two. Winding pitching counts. Right back to the strike zone, yes, looking as Potcotter counts. Hummed one on the outside, edge above the waist. That double play hit in two by Rushi, Chuck, there to finish off the bottom of the second inning. The result of maybe some questionable base running by the man at first.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you don't get tagged out like that. You got to stop, make them throw the first or throw the second to force you, but you can't give up the double play there by that easy of a play.
Heads up, know where the ball is hit, and pull up, make the second baseman go to second to start the double play with a throw to the bag. Bunt attempt here by Etzler, second batter for Coldwater. In the top of the third inning is right back to Counts, who dances off the mound, fields, and flips on to Gubo for the Cavaliers' second out here in the top of the third. Don't have a safe hit in this game yet. Count is 2-0, 2-0. As we go back to the top of the order, Braylon Harlemert for Coldwater, who fouls on the ground of the screen, and it's two balls and a strike. That game on Monday between Rushi and Lima Shawnee is a 5:30 first pitch in order for the team to travel down from Lima. Fouled up the first baseline into the coaching box, and it's 2-2. We're on the air with our pregame at about 5:05. First pitch, 5:30 on Monday, Lima Shawnee against Rushi. Here's the windup, the pitch to the plate. Topped, foul again toward the Cavaliers' dugout. Alongside first, and the count remains 2-2. A moment ago, we were telling you all about O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. That's O'Reilly, O-R-E-I-L-L-Y, MTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Looking for experienced machinists in various entry-level positions, 560 East Main, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. If you can't attend the big game, join O'Reilly and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. Go Raiders! And we finish the top of the third inning with a strikeout of Harlemert. Good effort, but counts. He's not allowed a hit in three frames. And he's got five Ks for Rushi. No score. Zip, zip. Rushi coming to bat. Bottom of the third. Not a hit yet in this contest on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Coldwater Cavaliers have sent 10 to the plate in three innings. Coldwater hitless. Rushi has batted 8 in two frames. Rushi hitless. Raiders start the bottom of the third. And the first pitch is a strike called. No, it's a ball below the knees, just missing the outside part. Swing, ball hit to left off the bat of Gubo. Foul, out of play, 1-1. Left fielder for Coldwater, Layfeld, shading left center ever so slightly. Wind is blowing out toward left. Outfield a step or two deeper just in case. It's a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Gubo. Mason Welch on the bump for Coldwater. He, like Counts, has been throwing darts. There's a ball loop foul. It is down the left field line, beyond the bag, toward the fence. Good hustle play by the Cavaliers' third baseman. It's Potcotter. Can't get to it.
Nice effort, though. Boy, he laid out. Came close.
Might have gotten the tip end of the glove on it right near the fence. Head long dive. Count a ball, two strikes, 1-2 on Gubo. Welch with the long look in. Delivers, breaking pitch low and away. Good discipline up there by Gubo. Didn't chase, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Maddox Gubo for Rushi, bottom of the third. Swing and a miss. He cut it a wide two-seamer and couldn't reach it. He's out on strikes. Felix Francis, who flew to right to begin the first for Rushi, steps in his second at bat. One down for the Raiders, bottom of the third, no score. Hitless game to this point. Welch wheels and deals on the bump. Breaking ball. Oh, a big hook. It's in for a strike. Francis looked it over. And that bender by Welch caught the outside corner. Another breaking ball. Francis waits back on it, then delivers a fly ball to center. On comes the center fielder for the Coldwater Cavaliers. It's Cole Etzler, and he makes the grab for out number two.
Nobody has hit the ball very hard yet for either team.
Here's Braylon Cordonier. Cordonier safe on an error by the second baseman who roamed to the third base side of the second base bag to try to catch the high twisting fly ball in the infield off the bat of Cordonier, and it glanced off the glove of the second baseman. Shortstop for Coldwater apparently couldn't find it.
I was going to say, he never found the ball. You could tell he was looking up, but he wasn't looking in the right spot.
Sun had just broken out seconds before that pop fly in the infield by Cordonier, who reached on the error. The count, two strikes on Cordonier, who has a check swing foul down beyond the Rushi third base dugout. Two down, Raiders. Pitch to Cordonier. Outside corner above the waist. Yepper, strike three called. Umpire rings up Cordonier. Great pitch by Welch. We played three. Very briskly played ball game. We go to the top of the fourth. Coldwater nothing, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The pitchers in this game are on. They're making the plays, throwing strikes. Seven strikeouts so far. The hurlers for both teams, Welch for Coldwater, Counts for Rushi. Converting those Wise Bridge plays. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wise Bridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
And the Cavaliers hitter to lead off the top of the fourth. Cracks one hard to deep right center field. It is in the alley. It's up the gap. It's 360 from home plate. It's a long leadoff triple by Coldwater to begin the fourth inning. That ball was belted by catcher A.J. Harlemert as he tattooed one. He ripped it between Francis in center for Rushi and Greasup in right, all the way to the fence.
Yeah, and he had trouble picking it up. Maybe that he had good wheels. That was going to be a triple, even if he fielded that cleanly.
Here is Welch at the plate now for Coldwater. Infield snug at first and third. Welch squares to bunt. Safety squeeze might have been in order. It's high for a ball. That was the first base knock of this game. A long triple drilled to right center by A.J. Harlemert, catcher for Coldwater. Pitch to Welch is away, and it's ball two, 2-0. Harlemert really leaned into one. Hit it where it was pitched. Right up the gap in right center. Long three-bagger. Welch looks at ball three high. Counts in a jam to start the fourth. 3-0 on Welch. No one out. Coldwater threatening seriously here in the top of the fourth frame. Herky-jerky maneuver, but counts. He lost the hitter upstairs. Ball four. Well, let's see if Welch is moving at first. Balin Blockberger steps in. Welch had walked back in the first. Blockberger struck out in the first frame for Coldwater. Blockberger on the year, red hot at the plate, hitting well over 400. Runners on the corners for Coldwater. They've got leads, counts. Bluff throw to first, wheels back toward third. Balin Blockberger, shortstop, Coldwater. Hits from the right side. Counts needs a strikeout in the worst way right here. Pitch is bunted in the air. Counts makes a diving attempt along the first baseline. He cannot catch it, and the ball grazed his shoulder, rolls into foul ground. Infield bunt single. Blockberger run scores.
That was a great bunt, and the only thing that Counts could do was try to do what he did and make that dive, because if he let it hit, it was going to be a bunt single anyway.
And you know what, Chuck? If he does make the catch somehow, maybe sprawling on the ground, he gets a double play back at first if the runner's off the bag.
Yep, so then still thinking about the guy on third.
Well, Coldwater has scored here in the top of the fourth with a triple, a base on balls, and a bunt single. Conference on the mound for Rushi, and Coldwater players and coaches converge in front of the dugout alongside the first baseline. Hey, this spring, do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Well, I bet you do. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. Hyatt's will make a positive difference in how your car rides, looks, and feels. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Plus, the tinting and ceramic coating services at Hyatt's are absolutely outstanding. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, semis, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular vehicle detailing service 50 miles around. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. First and second for Coldwater, none out. Top of the fourth. First pitch is strike on the new hitter who is winning, who bunts at one up in the zone around the letters, and he can't connect, and it's nothing and two. No balls, two strikes on Winning, who flew to right to lead off the second. Winning, a 400 hitter on the year. Counts needs a strikeout. Fires up top. and it's 1-2 on winning. Base runners at first and second for Coldwater. Top of the fourth inning, Cavaliers lead it 1-0. Runners are off and running. Pitch is inside off the mitt of Unverfirth, who started to latch on to it in his mitt. And the ball popped away. Runners at second and third now for the Cavaliers as they reel off a double steal. 2-2 count here on winning. A couple of additional runners in scoring position. Infield way up now at second and short as well. Pitch to winning. Lou, outside curveball, 3-2. Counts was hoping winning would pursue that one. He did not. And the count is full up. 3-2. Counts wants a strikeout right here. Fires foul to the screen. That was ball 4 out of the zone in the shoulders. 3-2 on winning. Coldwater has tallied a marker here in the top of the fourth to lead 1-0. A run and 2 hits for the Cavaliers in this frame. Runners at second and third, no one out. Big 3-2 offering, but counts very far outside. Ball 4. Counts lost him, and they're loaded. Does set up a double play. Kenny Bailey steps in. He struck out in the second for the Cavaliers. Little conference. Corey Klinke, head coach, down at third for Coldwater.
Pinch runner. They got a little more speed at first base now.
Aaron Kalp, pinch running down at first for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Bases are loaded up. Here is the DH, Kenny Bailey. That's from the left side for Coldwater. Keep in mind, no one out for the Cavaliers, who hope to explode for a big inning. Rushi needs a strikeout. Double play. Raiders want to get out of this frame with no more than a run or two scoring. Foul to the screen by Bailey. Nothing and one on him. Outfield around to the right. Grisup in right field for Rushi is angling toward the line. Up and away, it's a ball, a strike, 1-1 on Bailey. Quinter even with the bag at third for Rushi. Middle of the diamond, Cordonier, Schultze, double play depth for the Raiders. Low and in, ball 2-2-1, counts just missed. 2 balls and a strike on Bailey. He is one of a couple left-hand batters in this Coldwater lineup. Wheeling and dealing, counts, 2-1 delivery. Grounded back up the middle toward Cordonier. He's got it, flips to second, one. Relay to first, yes, double play, run scores. Cordonier, Schultze, Gubo on the twin killing.
Nice job, and they would take the run there to get the second out.
It goes 6-4-3. Coldwater scores a second here in the top of the fourth. A runner at third for right fielder Cody Depweg, who steps in. As Bailey, the left-hand batting DH, bounced into a polite double play to Cordonier, who started it at shortstop for the Raiders. Pitches a ball, 1-0 on Depweg. Good job of pitching the counts, who induced Bailey to top the ball into the turf. Upstairs, 2-0. Counts behind on Depweg. No one throwing for Rushi in the bullpen. Runner at third for the Cavaliers, who have scored twice in the fourth. Stretching counts, comes home, high, 3-0, 3-0 on Depweg. Miles Potcotter, the third baseman, on deck. It is a sun-drenched Rushi Field at the moment. Skies have parted, clouds have moved off to the east. Ball 4, counts lost him. First and third, 2 out for Coldwater. Here in the top of the fourth, here's Potcotter. Potcotter in the second inning, into the frame with a strikeout. Counts has had some K's in this game. He's had the strikeout pitch working. He's walked three, though, here in the fourth inning. He's had one, two, three, four, five strikeouts on the afternoon. Hitter squares to bunt. Runner stealing first. No throw. No, the ball is thrown down to second base, and it gets through. The runner on third was not advancing until the ball trickled away into short center.
It was supposed to be cut off by the second baseman. He let it go through, and it turned into a thank you run for Coldwater.
And it's got to be scored an error somewhere, allowing the runner on third to score.
Well, I think it's got to be on the throw.
Runner at second for the Coldwater Cavaliers. Another run in, 3-0. That was a run that Rushi hated to give up.
Yeah.
As that was a gift. Runner at second, count 1-0. And there is a hit batsman. Potcotter plunked on the backside. And Coldwater with a 3-0 lead has two on again with two out here in the top of the fourth inning. Counts on the mound for the Rushi Raiders as things have gone from not so good to bad to worse.
Well, if they would have got out of here giving up two, that would have been about a best-case scenario the way the inning started. That last play, just silly. You give him second.
And here is Etzler stepping in for Coldwater. Actually, he's the third left-hand batter in this Cavaliers lineup. He swings from the left side. And we've got runners at first and second for Coldwater. Discussion outside the Rushi dugout alongside third among coaches from both programs. Three runs, two hits here in the fourth for Coldwater. An error by Rushi. The windup counts with two aboard. A strike thrown to Etzler right down the middle. Nothing and one. So Potcotter hit by a pitch. Here is the windup, the delivery by counts. Yes, sir. Check swing. Etzler looked it over. It was there. Nothing and two. As counts tries to bounce back here late in the top of the fourth inning. He walked three, hit a batter. Bunt single, a triple. Error by Rushi. Strikeout here to end the fourth for the Cavaliers, who do plate three. Two hits for Coldwater, an error by the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 3-0 Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance. And that is for sure. Rushi Raiders down three, bottom of the fourth inning. And stepping in, Braden Monin, who flied out to left back in the initial inning. As we've got a big bumblebee, looks like an oversized yellow jacket, right in front of the press box window. And a good swing, fine contact by Craig Fissinger, who gave it a swat. He gave it a big time swat.
Up next is the third baseman, number 21, senior Hayden Quinter.
Craig, you were right on the barrel. And that B is down and out. First batter for Rushi here to start the bottom of the fourth. Flies out to short right field. Monin lofted one, and on came Cody Depweg. And in his tracks, he gloved it for the out. One away for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. It's Monin, Quinter, and Counts. Hayden Quinter steps in the box. Infield up at third for Coldwater. Breaking ball fouled away. One and one on Quinter. He, too, like Monin, flew to left in the first. Wind blowing toward the left field corner. Mason Welch fires upstairs a little bit off the plate outside. Rushi yet to get a base hit. Three runs, two hits, Coldwater. An error. No runs, no hits. An error for Rushi. That's out of the zone to Quinter, who's up in the count, 3-1. Jude Counts on deck for the Raiders. Welch fires, low and away. Quinter walks. Base runner for Rushi. Second walk permitted by the pitcher Welch for Coldwater. Here's Jude Counts stepping in. He was out on a foul pop to the Coldwater catcher, A.J. Harlemert. That led off the second inning. Runner at first, Rushi one out. Doubt that Quinter will be stealing as Counts takes a three-quarter swing, fouls to the backstop, a strike, nothing and one on him. Outfield deep to the left. Infield double play depth. Third baseman for Coldwater, even with the bag. That's Potcotter. Strike called. Knee high, outside part of the plate, nothing and two. Welch on the bump, throwing strikes for Coldwater. He hesitates, looks at Quinter at first, delivers. Ooh, it just missed outside. It was close. Had the right height. It was at the knees, but off the black of the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes, one and two on Counts. Welch's offering is swung on and missed. Counts ripped right through it. Two down for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. Zeb Schulte bats. Tell you what, Chuck, for Saturday pitchers who are normally your four or five guys, the bottom of your pitching rotation, Welch and Counts have thrown strikes. Yes, Counts a rough fourth. Rushi's defense didn't help him. He didn't help himself either. But for Saturday pitching, it's been superb.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's doing a great job. Coldwater just shutting them down.
Uh-oh, there's a ball stroke by Rushi down along the right field line. Yes, it's in there for a base knock. Well struck on the play by the Raiders. It's along the right field stripe. Runner on first, digs hard for third. And the Rushi Raiders get a Zeb Schulte double that lands about 7 or 8 feet fair. Outfield had played Schulte to pull slightly, and Depweg, the right fielder, ran a long way. And to the plate now for the Raiders is Greasup. Greasup looks at a first pitch strike on the outside corner, thigh high, nothing and one. First hit of this game for Rushi. Two down for the Raiders, bottom of the fourth. A two-out hit here would cut the Coldwater lead to 3-2. Strike at the knees, outside edge, nothing and two. Greasup in a hole. Here is Welch into a stretch, looks at second and third, steps off. Bottom of inning number four, Coldwater 3, Rushi nothing. Three runs, two hits, an error for Coldwater. Raiders just got their first hit. Curveball skied around home plate. The catcher, A.J. Harlemert, chases back toward the screen. He cannot make a play. Ball fell just beyond the screen into the stands. Good hustle play by Harlemert, who may have shaken himself up just a little bit. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to outstanding sponsors including Goffney Furniture and Mattress. West Michigan and Sydney, big blowout sale going on. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyFena. Go Goffney, West Michigan in Sydney. And right now the catcher for the Coldwater Cavaliers is being treated for maybe a slight abrasion back near the backstop screen. Valiant effort by A.J. Harlemert, who caught one back there earlier in this game out of our view. Apparently he has suffered a slight nosebleed, Chuck. That must be the case.
Yeah, I didn't see because it went past the corner of this press box, so I really couldn't see if he hit the fence trying to go to it.
Yep, he must have. It was certainly well out of our view. I'd like to remind you that a new underwriting sponsor is Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers gasoline and diesel fuels along with motor oil to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane support our coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. 9109 State Route 66. Outstanding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. The fourth generation legacy continues at Schaefer. Clayton Schaefer, son of Andy and Holly, joined the business as a full-time employee in 2022. Four generations of Schaefers at Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane. Delay in the action. Harlemert appears to be ready and set to go behind the plate for Coldwater. 3-0 our score. The count, nothing and two on the Rushi batter. Runners at second and third. Bottom of the fourth, Cavaliers lead. Rushi needs a two-out base knock here from Micah Griesup to cut this Coldwater bulge to 3-2. Welch, after the delay in the action, is in the stretch. Fires fouled over the screen behind the plate as Griesup hangs in. Raiders got their first base knock of the game in this inning. A humpback line drive down along the right field line, about 7 or 8 feet fair, off the bat of Zeb Schulze, which sent Aiden Quinter, who had walked all the way to third. Uh-oh, here's a curveball, and it froze the batter, Griesup. Welch with his pitch of the game right there. One heck of a bender in and over. It cut the plate in half, and Griesup just could not pull the trigger out on strikes. We have played four full. We go to the fifth here at Rushi. Coldwater 3, Raiders nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2000. 2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, we head now to inning number five. Coldwater, which scored three in the top of the fourth, still leads 3-0. Three runs, two hits, an error for the Cavaliers. No runs, a hit, an error for Rushi. Cavaliers' first hitter to start the fifth. Fouls to the backstop. It is Braylon Harlemert down in the count, nothing and one. Jude Counts, who had a rocky fourth on the hill for Rushi, bounces that one to the plate. It's a ball and a strike, 1-1. So far in this game, Harlemert has been out on a ball hit back to the mound and has struck out. He swings here. It's a high fly ball to short left field. On comes Monin, and it lands in front of him and takes a wicked right angle bounce toward the foul line. And that enables Harlemert to dash around first all the way to second. Fly ball double to left.
They hit that off right off the end of the bat. When that, you knew when that thing hit, it was going to kick directly to the left.
It had some funny English on it. Monin made the long run. Double for Harlemert. And stepping in now is his brother A.J. Braylon at second. A.J. has grounded to second and tripled to right center. And he looks at a ball outside and low. Oh, it's so true, baseball. Is sometimes a case of hitting where the players don't happen to be located. You may not sting it on the barrel. Oh, the hitter right here does sting it on the barrel. It's a wicked one-hopper past Cordonier. It's short into center field. It's rolling out toward center, left center. And rounding first, digging hard for second, is A.J. Harlemert in with a double back-to-back two-baggers. The first one by Braylon, a nonchalant fly ball to left. That one was stung by A.J. And a handcuffed Cordonier at short. That will go as a hit for sure. The ball rolled out to center, left center. And with good wheels, A.J. Harlemert was gliding around first. Didn't hesitate. He hustled into second. Coldwater has scored again here in the top of the fourth to lead 4-0. And we've got a pitching change for Rushi. 4-0 Cavaliers. None out, top of the fifth inning. Coldwater batting on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs. Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
Pitching change for the Rushi Raiders. Catcher Cooper Unverfirth is on the bump. Zeb Schultze moves in behind the plate. Counts is at first. I think that might be Braden Monin in on the diamond at second. Wholesale changes for the Raiders, who trail 4-0. Top of the fifth inning for Coldwater, which leads 4-0. Runner at second for the Cavaliers, and no one out. Here is Welch. He is the opposing pitcher for Coldwater here today. He steps in the box, and we got a conference on the mound. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. At first, we repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, four decades later, 200 additional businesses on board. We specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M a call, 937-295-3093, 295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on the first shift, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Go Raiders. Unverfirth on the hill, down in the count, 2-0. Here's a steal of third. The runner slides in and beats it. And the count at the plate goes to 3-0.
That is some speed.
Yeah, this Coldwater team has had double digits in steals two or three times this year in games, in individual games. And the club has scored double digits in games, more than a dozen contests on the campaign. Runner at third, no out. Welch looks at one up and in. And after two balls and then a bounce-back strike by Unverfirth, it's now 3-1. Three balls, a strike, 3-1 on Welch, who swings, grounds one back up the middle against the drawn-in infield, and it wriggles through the diamond. It wormed its way back up beyond the mound, over second into center. Base hit for Welch.
That's a ground out any other time unless you got your infield pulled in.
Yep, that's the way it goes. That's baseball. 5-0 Coldwater. Five runs, five hits, Cavaliers. He scored three in the fourth, two more here in the fifth. Ground single back up the middle by Welch. And here is Baylen Blackburger. Unverfirth in the stretch. One on, no out. Blackburger swings at a high pitch and lofts it high and deep to left field. It is Gubo retreating. He catches for the out, goes down to the ground, braces himself after hauling it in, and throws it back to the diamond. Blockburger out on the fly to left.
I think the wind blew that farther towards the line than he thought it was going to be when it was first hit.
Yep, sure did. Wind was, maybe 8-10 miles per hour earlier. Start of the game, there was no wind at all. Supposed to gust to 20 or better this afternoon. Pickoff attempt at first, throw there by Unverfirth, and back is Welch. One out, one on, Coldwater, two runs in here in the fifth. Unverfirth pitching to the plate, Curveball, yep, right in there. Steal a second. The throw down is late. No tag applied. Count is a strike on Wenning. Nothing and one on him. Infield is at medium depth, center of the diamond. Quinter even with a bag at third. Unverfirth snaps off a curve. Yes, it's in there. Strike two. Nothing and two on Wenning. I'd come right back with a curve outside the zone, wide, see if he will lunge for it. Good lead out there at second. Runner gets back, throw there late. Welch on at second base for Coldwater, which leads 5-0. Top of the fifth frame. Rushi got his first hit in the fourth. Coldwater went hitless through the first three in this game. Here's the windup, the pitch. Low and in for a ball, 1-2 on Wenning. Ball and two strikes. Rushi's had a couple of miscues, two errors for the Raiders, one for Coldwater in this contest. Unverfirth hesitates, pitches to the plate. Ooh, just off the outside edge, close. But no call. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 on Wenning for Coldwater. Outfield very deep and left and center. Wind up by Unverfirth. Runner going. Pitches way inside. Gets away from Schulte. Rolls behind. Runner had third stolen. And the count goes full. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, and Cale Wenning. First baseman for the Cavaliers. Unverfirth has a 3-2 count, one down. Needs to put away this hitter right here. Fires, fastball is up, fouled off the fists to the screen, and it's still 3-2 on Wenning.
Yeah, that was the hardest pitch he's thrown so far.
Yep, he had some oomph on that one. And Wenning just did tag it to the backstop. Full count delivery. Grounded up the middle towards short. Cordonier's there. Gloves, fires onto counts. Out at first base. Another run scores for the Cavaliers, who lead it 6-0. With three in the fourth and three here in the fifth.
And they've not shown really any signs of putting a big inning together against Coldwater, so a 6-0 deficit is tough.
Here is the DH, left-hand batting Kenny Bailey steps in. Unverfirth fires. Oh, some good speed on that one. Pitch was up in the zone, cut on and missed by Bailey. Strike one. And we've got the sky shrouded now in clouds. Sun shining through dimly. Swing, ball golfed hard, deep right center field. It was really smacked by the hitter. Good stroke by Bailey. Long single as the Raiders cut it off in the gap.
Yeah, you can see why this team has only lost once.
Six hits now for Coldwater. Three runs scored in both the fourth and the fifth. Here is Cody Depweg, right fielder, stepping in now for the Cavaliers. Coldwater on a roll here last two innings. May have a situational substitution for the Cavs. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. F&M Bank, Farmers and Merchants, here to help you earn more with our newest checking account, Loyalty Rewards Checking at F&M Farmers and Merchants Bank, located in Shelby County in Sidney, Anna, and Jackson Center. While other banks may value your loyalty, F&M is your local community bank that rewards you for being loyal. Visit an F&M branch or apply online and experience unlimited transactions, free debit card, ATM fee refunds, and free online and mobile banking too. area offices in Urbana, Sydney, and at Jackson Center. You'll experience hands-on open communication at F&M Bank, plus loyalty rewards checking earned you up to 5.55% on balances up to $25,000. You just have to meet three loyalty customer qualifiers. You'd better not wait. Open your new F&M Bank account today, locally or at fm.bank. That's fm.bank. Member FDIC. Two out, Coldwater here in the top of the fifth inning. Chuck, first three innings played in probably about 35 minutes or so.
Yeah, they zipped.
And the last two have taken longer than that.
Well, we got about a four-hour change where he's trying to explain what his lineup card's supposed to look like now. So
6 runs, 6 hits, an error for Coldwater. No runs, a hit, 2 errors for Rushi. Depweg steps in. Pinch runner for the Cavaliers down at first. I think that's Layfeld. Here's a ball nubbed to third to Quinter on the third hop. He gobbles it up. Low throw. Good scoop by Counts at first for the third out. Well done by Jude as he kept his nose to the grindstone right there and dug it out. Quinter to Counts. Third out, Coldwater. Top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of inning number 5. Coldwater 6, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Welcome back here to Rushi. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 6-0. It is Coldwater with 3 runs in the last 2 frames leading Rushi. Again, so many thanks to have F&M Bank on, Farmers and Merchants, headquarters in Archbold, local offices in Urbana, Anna, Jackson Center, and Sydney. Thanks to F&M, formerly Peoples. Here we go, bottom of the fifth. Raiders coming to bat. Unverfirth steps in. He's on in relief on the mound for Jude Counts. And what happened to Jude, Chuck, was somewhat unfortunate. He sparkled through 3 innings. He was outstanding.
He did. He gave up a big triple to start the third inning, and that was kind of the downfall.
And Unverfirth swings, and he hits a rope to deep left center field. Center fielder off and running. It's Etzler. Got it as he stuck it up. Stuck up the mitt out in deep left center field. Being left-handed helped him a little bit as he reached up running toward the gap. Nice job by Etzler. He followed it all the way. Ball was hit pretty well off the bat of Unverfirth. It's a long out. Here is Gubo stepping in from the right side. Welch on the mound for Coldwater. Fires, breaking ball, strike. Swung on and missed. Nothing in one. That ball hit there by Unverfirth, Chuck. Maybe the hardest hit ball in this game for Rushi.
Yeah, they haven't hit the ball very hard at all.
The count is nothing in 2-0 and 2 on Gubo. Welch throws a high pitch, clearly above the letters, and the umpire missed it. He called it strike three.
He looks hungry.
Yep, that one was not even close, and I'll say it like it is. I'll paint the picture for you. It was up in the, chin at least?
It was above the letters and probably right around the chin. And I think he's called a nice game back there. That he has missed that one.
Yeah, he's got a grade now of 99.9%.
He doesn't have the mullet the guy had the other night up at Minster, though. That's where he takes a step back for me.
Nothing and two on Felix Francis. 0-2 on him. Welch got a strikeout of Gubo on a pitch which was upstairs. Umpire called it strike three, but I tell you what, he has been spot on, otherwise perfect here calling balls and strikes in this game today. Two-strike count to Felix Francis, pitch by Welch, breaking ball, and Felix lurches for a low and outside breaking pitch and cannot get a piece. Out on strikes, well done by Welch. Picking up steam is the Coldwater Hurler as this game progresses. We go to the sixth, Coldwater 6, Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
The Big Wise Bridge hits of this game. A triple, a double by A.J. Harlemert, a two-bagger by Braylon Harlemert. Six runs in two innings, the fourth and the fifth for Coldwater. Those were the Wisebridge plays. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Coldwater Cavaliers begin the top of the sixth inning. It is Miles Potcotter who steps in, and he's ahead of the count against Unreferth at 2-0, who winds and fires, and the ball is fisted along the left field line. It is curling foul by a foot. The ball was only hit about 175 feet or so behind third, and there was no chance for Gubo to make the play. Fortunately for the Raiders, the breeze inched that ball just to the left of the line, and it's two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Potcotter for the Coldwater Cavaliers. And he looks at a strike. It caught the outside corner, bottom of the knee, 2-2. Unreferth liked the call. He wheels and deals. Ball hits sharply at third. Quinter's got it on the second hop. Throw to the first baseman counts as high. He tries to make the swipe tag. Does so, and the ball comes out.
Ooh, that's almost got to be on the throw.
Yep, sure does. E5 on the throw, no doubt about it.
Should have been an out. He should have hung onto the ball and tagged him, which he did, but they couldn't keep it in his glove.
So the leadoff hitter is on for Coldwater to start the sixth. E5, not been a clean game for Rushi, which now has totaled three errors. Here's a bunt attempt foul off to the left. Hitter is Cole Etzler, center fielder, who made a nice play on a fly ball to center left center that was struck pretty well by Unverfirth of Rushi in the last inning. A strike on the batter, none out, Coldwater, top of the sixth, Cavaliers 6, Raiders nothing, lead for Potcotter. And I tell you what, I would not be surprised if he isn't running. This is a hustling Coldwater team that has racked up a bushel basket of stolen bases all year long, double digits in steals in a game twice this year. Count 1-1 on Etzler, who swings from the left side. Quinter up at third. Unreferth checks at first. Long deliberation on the mound. Low and in pitch. Throw down to first behind the runner, who is back. Two balls and a strike, 2-1 on Etzler. Rushi down 6-0. Coldwater, number one team in the state in the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Association poll earlier this week. Ball thrown high by Unverfirth, and it's 3-1. Coldwater did lose its first game on Tuesday at Versailles, 4-0. Hard to believe, Chuck, this team could have been shut out.
Well, Griesdorn is such an athlete, multi-football, basketball, and obviously one heck of a pitcher.
And here is a fine bunt up the third baseline. Well done by Etzler. Quinter charges, fields. Throw is late at first base. Runners at first and second now for Coldwater. That's a bunt single for Etzler. And we go back to the top. Here is Braylon Harlemert as Coldwater strives for more, leading 6-0, top of the sixth.
What is the run rule?
10. Okay. There's the pitch low on the ground. A ball, no strikes, 1-0. Now Coldwater would have to amass 4.
Yeah, I don't.
And blank Rushi.
Thinking maybe it was 8, but 10 makes more sense, I guess.
2 on, none out, Cavaliers. Top of the sixth inning. A ball, no strikes. Pickoff attempt, throw back to second, and the runner on second gets up ahead of steam and swipes third.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Cordonier wasn't heads up, that ball was headed into center field for a run.
Right. Well done by the Cavaliers, who've had a double steal already in this game. By my count, that is stolen base number 5 for the Cavs, who lead it 6-0, 6 runs, 7 hits, an error for Coldwater. No runs a hit, 3 errors for Rushi. We're in the top of the 6th inning. A ball, no strikes on Braylon Harlemert, who takes it high. It's upstairs, ball 2, 2-0. Clouds overhead now. We had sun there for an inning and a half or so in the middle of this game. It's gotten breezy. American flag is huffing and puffing, blowing strong out in right center field. Swing and a miss by Harlemert, and it's 2-1. 2-1. Wind blowing toward the left field corner. Outfield way around to the right. A lot of room down the left field line given by the Raiders defensively. Here's a look at first. Pitch to the plate by Unverfirth. Runner going, and it's a bunt up the third baseline. Unverfirth comes off the mound, and it is a stellar bunt. One of about 3 great bunts here today by Coldwater. It lands in the grass and dies. Bunt single, runners at first and second.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a safety squeeze, and as soon as he lifted to throw the ball to first base, kid on third just walked home.
And it's 7-0 Coldwater. None out here in the top of the 6th inning. Unverfirth leaves the game. He comes off the mound for the Rushi Raiders. Cavaliers inning still alive. No one out. We're in the top of the 6th. 7-0 Coldwater over Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney.
The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Up, Zeb Borchers, who closed out the game last night when Rushi beat New Bremen, is on the mound now for Rushi in relief of Cooper Unverfirth, who came on for starter Jude Counts. Coldwater batting still. No one out, top of the sixth, two aboard. 7-0 Cavaliers. And hitting is A.J. Harlemert with runners at first and second for Coldwater. A.J. whiffs at one. He's down a ball, or I should say he's down no balls and a strike. Good opening pitch by Zeb Borchers of the Raiders. He peers back at second, and he comes plateward. Breaking ball bounces, and it gets away, rolls to the screen. Runners move up on the wild pitch. Two on for Coldwater, second and third. Harlemert at the plate, 1-1 count. Zeb Borchers, the right-hander. Back foot on the rubber. Peers in, gets the sign. Here's the delivery. Good high heater, swung on, missed. 1-2.
He throws it hard.
Yep, well done to Zeb. Had some velocity on that one. Good acceleration. Ball had a little bit of lift on it as well. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Harlemert. Down in the zone and in. 2-2. 2-2 count. Seven runs, now eight hits for Coldwater, which was blanked in the hit department. Didn't score through the first three, but seven runs, eight hits in the last two innings plus. Pitch to the plate, spanked in the air along the right field line. Is it fair? Is it foul? Yes, it's a fair ball. And two runs will score. Runner who hit the ball zips around second. It's A.J. Harlemert scooting on into third. 9-0 Coldwater. And the 10th run is parked at third base 90 feet away. no out for the Cavaliers. And should Coldwater play one more and blank Rushi in the bottom of the sixth inning, I think technically this game is over, 10-zip.
Kind of over now.
Two triples and a double for A.J. Harlemert in this game. If there ever was a Clancy star of the game, it's him, Harlemert.
Yeah, we'll just count him and we'll go for figure out who we're going to do for Rushi.
A.J. Harlemert, two triples, a double. Boy, he's been hot at the plate. There's a high curveball missing, floating upstairs. First pitch was a called strike, hummed in there by Borchers on Mason Welch. He is the opposing pitcher for Coldwater. 1-1 count on him. No one out here for Coldwater in the top of the sixth inning. Still no one gone. Runner at third. 9-0 Cavaliers. Stretching, pitching is Borchers. Curveball belted hard into right center field. It is in the alley. That ball was really tattooed. Batter runner hustles around first, headlong slide safely into second, and Coldwater plates run number 10 on the two-bagger by Welch.
Well, they're picking up some extra base hits. Boy, they hit the ball hard, and they're hitting it in the gaps now.
10 runs, 10 hits for the Coldwater Cavaliers. They are really tagging the baseball. I made some notes last night about Coldwater's hitting, and I'll relate those to you in just a moment. They've had about 40 extra base hits on the year as a team.
That's impressive.
And they've had a bunch more here today. The count of ball and no strikes on Baylen Blackburger with a runner at second. Four runs in for Coldwater, pitch way high, and it's 2-0. 2-0 on Blackburger. Look back at second, but Zeb Borchers. Long hesitation. Fastball, yes, a strike knee high, outside edge. Two balls and a strike, 2-1. Team batting average for Coldwater on the year, just under 400. Team's only struck out 60 times at the plate in 16 games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is good.
There's a ball skied, middle of the diamond, pop up. Ball floats toward Quinter at third. He's in on the grass, got it for the out.
Infield fly rule in that situation, pop up. Oh, no, there's nobody on first. Never mind.
Yep, had runners been occupied at first and second or bases full, would have had the infield fly. That occurs with less than two out. But first base was not occupied. So Blockberger pops to third. And here is first baseman Cale Wenning, who tops one at the plate. Ball bounced up, hit his right thigh. Ball batted up against his leg right there in the batter's box. Foul strike. Nothing in one. One out. Coldwater. Top of the sixth. 10-0 Cavaliers. Stretching is Zeb Borchers. Third pitcher for Rushi today. Looks back at second. Breaking ball up. Ball and a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1. Coldwater came into this game, Chuck, with 78 stolen bases on the year and 69 doubles as a team. And they've added to that total here this afternoon. Two balls, a strike, one out for Coldwater in the top of the sixth. The lead stands at 10-0. Three in the fourth inning, three in the fifth, four here in the sixth. As Borchers throws, it's above the strike zone, off the outside corner, 3-1. Coldwater with one down, top of the sixth. Borchers stretching, looks back at second. That ball bounces, and it's a base on balls. Here is Kenny Bailey. Second walk in this game for Wenning. It's Brady Layfeld, who is in now. He had been DH4 by Bailey. Layfeld came on the diamond to pinch run an inning ago, and he stayed in and takes Bailey's spot in the order. Brady Layfeld hitting. Hemelgarn pinch running for Coldwater down at first. Ben Hemelgarn on the bases. One out for Coldwater, top of the sixth. Two on now. 10-0 lead as the Cavaliers, I think for the 13th time this year, have reached double digits in a game.
Yeah. That's what makes that shutout more so impressive Versailles.
Yeah, Versailles beat Coldwater 4-0 on Tuesday. Other than that game, Cavaliers' tightest victory was 3-0 at Ottawa-Glandorf. Just a series of double-digit scoring games. 15-1 record for Coldwater. These two teams have had busy weeks. 5 games in 6 days as the weather has broken somewhat. Partial sunshine now here at Rushi. Here's a ground ball back up the middle to second. Force out to second. Flip on to Cordonia. Relay to count. Double play. Second one turned in by the Raiders. Coldwater finally out of the inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Coldwater 10. Rushi nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Rushi Raiders have had no runs, a hit, and 3 errors in this game. The only base knock, a double along the right field line back in the fourth inning off the bat of Zeb Schulte. Braylon Cordonia, who reached on an error in the first, struck out then in the third, is in the batter's box to begin the bottom of the sixth for the Raiders, who need a run to extend this game to the seventh. Coldwater leads 10-0. 10-0 in favor of the Cavaliers. Nice pitching job by Mason Welch, right-hand hurler for the Cavs, who fires a fastball above the belt on the outside corner for a strike. Nothing in one. Outfield deep around to the right. Welch winds, fires, throws. Fastball is up in the letters, and Cordonia climbs the ladder and whiffs on it. He's down on the count. Nothing in two. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Welch. Ball tapped back up the middle of the shortstop for Coldwater, who makes a nice play, high hop to the shortstop, Baylen Blockberger. He covers it nicely, pinned that ball against his chest, and threw a strike onto Etzler at first.
Well, Blockberger, just an excellent athlete, football, basketball, baseball.
One down for Rushi here in the bottom of the sixth inning, one away. Here is the windup, the pitch to the plate, a strike called, nothing and one on Braden Monin, looking for his first hit, fly ball to left, fly ball to right, and two at-bats, 1-1 count on Monin. Raiders batting averages will take a little bit of a dip after this game today. One hitter thrown by Welch. There's a high curve. 2-1 the count. Raiders need a run to extend this game to the seventh. 10-0 Coldwater. Welch twists and turns on the mound. There's a high fly ball. It's in the vicinity of third base. It's being blown into foul ground. Caught about 15 feet in foul territory by the third baseman Potcotter for Coldwater. And the Raiders are down to their last out. Hayden Quinter steps in, fly out to left and a walk. Raiders got a runner aboard in the first. Cordonier safe on an error. Hit batsman and a walk in the second. Then a double play turned by Coldwater. Out in order in the third. A walk and a double to put runners at second and third for Rushi in the fourth. Strikeout of Greasup. Out in order then in the fifth. And here in the sixth inning, we have a ground ball to third. This is going to be the third out of the ball game as Quinter hits one sharply to the third baseman for Coldwater. Nice play down there by the third sacker, Potcotter, who flips on to first to close out this game. It was zip-zip for three. Coldwater scored 10 runs in the next three frames, three in the fourth, three in the fifth, four in the sixth to blank Rushi. 10-0, 10 runs, 10 hits, an error for Coldwater. 0-1-3 for the Raiders. We'll return to close it out in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A cutaway styling salon in Fort Loramie, 15 Elm Street. The family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children too. We will style at Cutaway and you will smile. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Beautiful hair with beautiful care. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylists, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40-year styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our Clancy stars of this game for Rushi, really tough to pick. Jude Counts was sharp through three frames. Got into trouble in the fourth. A tough play, a bunt along the first baseline. Jude came within inches of catching the little pop fly bunt. Didn't. There was an error later in the inning. And Coldwater scored three, but Counts was really sharp. Struck out one, two, three, four, five in the first three innings. He's the Clancy's Award winner for Rushi and for the Coldwater Cavaliers. How about A.J. Harlemert? Three triples, or I should say three extra base hits, two three-baggers, a double, and pitcher Mason Welch on the bump, a one-hitter for the Coldwater Cavs through six. They are our Clancy's stars of this game. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, for many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call 937-492-1857, 492-1857, Barker Insurance, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Up next Thursday, we see Coldwater again, weather permitting. Coldwater at Minster next Thursday night. That's a battle for the second spot in the MAC and a battle for the team that is, with a victory, able to put some heat on Versailles atop the MAC standings. Minster hosting Coldwater next Thursday. First pitch at 5, on the air at 4:25. On Monday night, Lima Shawnee is here at Rushi. That's a 5:30 first pitch, 5:30 Monday night. We have the game for you online at 4:55, weather permitting. I think we picked probably the worst 2 days of next week to cover high school baseball. And unfortunately, two nights ago, this past Thursday, the most beautiful evening of the spring, we were set to cover Graham at Fort Loramie.
And it called it off.
And Graham backed out, and there was no game. We had no coverage for you. That's kind of the way the ball bounces. Coldwater Cavaliers team is the real deal. Number one heading into the week in the statewide coaches poll in Division III, and probably should remain no worse than two. Did lose to Versailles on Tuesday. Coldwater now 16-1. Rushi 12-4. Rushi, by the way, a two-game lead in the loss column atop the MAC standings. Anna, with one more win than Fort Loramie right now, is lodged in second at Fort Loramie. Half game back of Anna in third. And that's how we size things up on this Saturday, Chuck. Coldwater, quite impressive, to say the least.
Well, I mean, you like to watch good baseball, and Rushi played well for three innings, but Coldwater just kept putting the pressure on, and then they started hitting some ringing shots. Two or three of their hits were down the line and just well-placed, but they hit the ball, and Rushi did not.
Coldwater bunted the ball beautifully.
Absolutely.
Stole five bases. Hit the ball hard in the gaps, and got outstanding one-hit pitching from Welch. And that is a terrific recipe for a 10-0 victory.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a good baseball team. I'd like to get a look at Versailles.
Well, A.J. Griesdorn was spot on.
He had to have been, my goodness.
This past Tuesday night.
He's a big kid, a big, strong kid, and he must be a heck of a pitcher.
It was kind of misting, a little drizzly, and he doused Coldwater with one strike after another and shut him out.
Yep, they did the Coldwater challenge.
We've got Rushi in action again on Monday night. Again, first pitch is at 5:30, not 5 o'clock. 5:30, Lima Shawnee is here. We're on the air at about 5 till 5 on Monday evening. For our online audience here this afternoon, and for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, for Craig Fissinger up here in the press box and his wife, the two kept his company and swatted away those big yellow jackets all afternoon long. For everyone, Jack Kramer saying good afternoon from here at Rushi. Final score again, Coldwater 10, Rushi Raiders nothing.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.